Father Rajid Aziz Ghani was born in Nineveh, Iraq on January 20, 1972. Now his family moved to the nearby city of Mosul, where he grew up as a devout Chaldean Catholic in a large family. Now he received his first Holy Communion on May 1, 1982, which was a proud and special moment for his family. Rajid from a young age was known for his big personality and quick humor. Now he attended the university in Mosul, graduating in 1993 with a degree in civil engineering. During this time he discerned a vocation to the priesthood and entered the diocesan seminary. Now it was in 1996 that the Diocese of Mosul sent him to study in Rome, as there were no seminary for Iraqi Catholics, and so Rajid stayed with the Irish college. And the Irish were quick to make the young seminarian one of their own, and gave him the affectionate nickname, Paddy the Iraqi. Now Rajid studied theology at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas from 1996 until 2003. As a result of the strong anti-Catholic persecutions occurring in his state, he was ordained in Rome in the Chaldean Rite of the Catholic Church in 2001. He remained in Rome for two more years in order to earn the licentiate in ecumenical theology, but his thoughts were always with his people and their sufferings in Iraq. Now it's also interesting to note that a friend recalled that Father Rajid once remarked that the price of a single cappuccino would have been enough to buy food for an entire Iraqi family. Now while studying in Rome, he made a point to be actively engaged with the poor, delivering meals to the homeless. It was in 2003 that despite the persecutions and serious risk, Father Rajid chose to go back to his home diocese. He was assigned to the Church of the Holy Spirit in Mosul. From the beginning, his priestly ministry was marked with persecution and suffering. His church was attacked several times and his own life was even repeatedly threatened. Now, Father Rajid visited Rome several times during his period of intense persecution and, though he was offered a chance to flee each time, he repeatedly chose to return to his people in Iraq, stating simply, "It is where I belong." Now in 2005, Father Rajid was asked to address the National Eucharistic Congress in Italy. He spoke of the terrorist attacks and bombings that he personally had witnessed during the 2 years he had been home. Father Rajid proclaimed, "The terrorists might think that they can kill our bodies or our spirit by threatening us, but on Sundays, churches are always full. They may try to take our life, but the Eucharist gives it back." He concluded his talk with the following words, "There are days when I feel frail and full of fear, but when, holding the Eucharist, I say, 'Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. I feel His strength in me. When I hold the host in my hands, it is really He who's holding me and all of us, keeping us united in His boundless love. In normal times, everything is taken for granted, and we forget the greatest gift that is made to us. Ironically, through terrorist violence, that we have truly learned that it is the Eucharist, the Christ who died and rose, that gives us life. And this allows us to resist and hope." Now sadly, however, Father Rajid was martyred after Mass on Pentecost Sunday, June 3, 2007. After Sunday Mass, three deacons had recently decided to accompany Father Rajid because of threats against his life. After the liturgy, they made their way from the church by car where the group was stopped by unknown armed men. One of the gunmen shouted at Father Rajid that he warned him to close the church and demanded to know why he didn't do it. Father Rajid replied asking, "How can I close the house of God?"